The European Commission has urged the United States to play by international trade rules to avoid what could be a damaging global trade war. The Commission's powerful Vice President, Valdis Dombrovskis, has told AM he's concerned about the fallout from trade tensions between the US and China, even though, like Australia, the European Union won a temporary exemption from Donald Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminium. Mr. Dombrovskis, a former Prime Minister of Latvia, says a potential trade war and rising protectionism risks damaging Europe's economic recovery a decade after the global financial crisis. He spoke from Brussels with our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
European Union is committed to continue with international trade within the WTO framework. And that's something which we made very clear when those steel and aluminium tariffs were announced, that if they are imposed on the EU, that we would respond in a proportionate way within WTO rules.
Just how concerned are you, given that this is the world's big two economies, the US and China, potentially involved in a trade war?
Well, I would say one issue which we are worried about is the approach to multilateralism. We are committed to the rules-based global system and that countries actually play according to the rules. I think that's very important to preserve the orderly economical and trade system globally.
Now, the European Union managed to get an exemption from the US tariffs on steel and aluminium, but are you worried that if these trade tensions escalate, the EU might eventually be dragged back into what could be a very nasty trade war?
Well, I think we definitely need to avoid this. We are in a close contact with our US counterparts. So, of course, we hope for solutions which can be found in a way of dialogue.
Is it clear to you that by imposing these tariffs and targeting China, Donald Trump has acted outside World Trade Organization rules?
Well, that's something, of course, primarily for WTO to decide on. But once again, when discussing potential measures from the EU side, we always emphasize that it's actually important to stick with those WTO rules and stick with WTO dispute settlement mechanisms. That's a way where you can settle trade disputes between countries.
But certainly Donald Trump's actions are creating instability and uncertainty 10 years after the global financial crisis when the global economy is recovering.
We actually see that there is a quite strong economic performance globally, and all 28 EU member states are back to growth. So, of course, it's important to keep with this positive momentum.
In the initial aftermath of the global financial crisis 10 years ago, there were concerns about rising protectionism. Are we seeing that now?
For example, if you look at Europe, there were or still are certain concerns of the rise of populism. And in Europe, we think that it's important that benefits of economic growth are felt by all citizens on reducing the income inequality so that economic growth is felt by all citizens.
As you say, the European Union is recovering from the global financial crisis and the Eurozone debt crisis, but how could fallout from a global trade war jeopardize all that?
Of course, we need to monitor possible developments, but there are many different developments which we need to monitor, so it's important that we maintain this positive momentum.
European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis speaking from Brussels with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.